Well, here in the United States economy, there's no question but that things are slowing down. But the question is, does that necessarily mean it's a recession we're heading into? Well, to get some answers to that question, we turn now to Will Luther. He's director of the Sound Money Project at the American Institute for Economic Research and associate professor of economics at Florida Atlantic University. So, Will, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. Are we in a recession already? Because some people think we are.
Well, it's it's difficult to say. If you'd asked me, a couple months ago, I would say we had a negative quarter there in quarter one, and the early signs for quarter two were looking promising that we were going to experience some positive growth. More recently, it seems that some of those advanced estimates are lower than expected, and of course, inflation has been higher than expected. I think there's a really high chance that we'll find ourselves in a recession here when we get some data on that second quarter.
So if we are in a recession, or even if we head into recession, it would be, as I understand it, you're the economist, very strange given the labor situation, because normally recessions come with a lot of unemployment, do they not?
That's a fair assessment. It is a very, very strange situation. The thing that we have to keep in mind is that there are actually two things going on at the moment. The first is that our potential to produce is lower than it was before the pandemic. So we have some ongoing, lingering supply disturbances with the pandemic, and of course, more recently, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Those factors have reduced our ability to produce. At the same time, we have this surge in nominal spending over the last year, which has caused us to overproduce. So we're in this strange situation where we are both producing less and also overproducing. Very, very difficult to explain to folks why the Fed shouldn't ease up on its monetary policy if we find ourselves in a recession. But I think that's right.
So you're such a follower of the Fed. Give me some help on this. What are the risks that they overreact? I mean, I've seen some economists now say, wait a second, the supply situation will correct itself over time. We don't like to talk about transitory anymore, but will correct itself. Markets do adjust. As prices go up, people will produce more. And there's a danger here that the Fed could be behind the curve a second time. They should have raised earlier. It's possible they'll tighten too soon, or they'll keep it tight too long.
I think that's right. Yeah, there is a big risk in large part because the Fed waited so long to deal with the high inflation that it now overreacts. Now so far, I don't think that the evidence suggests that's the case. So if you look at a break-even inflation, so at AIER we follow the tip yep. spread pretty closely. And we're looking at 3.1% inflation prior to that June rate hike, and now that's down around 2.6%. So still high, still in line with some lingering supply constraints, but over the 5-year horizon, but not down to 2% where it should be, right? So we're still on that expanding overproduction territory that the Fed should be dealing with. We haven't gotten to the point where markets expect the Fed is overreacting yet.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's a symmetric risk from the Fed's point of view. That is to say, is the risk even on getting it too high or getting it too low? Because there is the issue of supposedly unanchored inflation expectations, which, as I understand it, if that happens, we're off to the races. We got a big problem.
Well, that's certainly how I look at it. But it seems that to the extent that Fed officials see the risk as asymmetric, they're going the opposite way. That is, it's not runaway inflation that they're worried about, but instead the recession that they tend to put more weight on. And we can see that if we think about how they're interpreting their average inflation target. Chair Powell has basically said that if inflation undershoots 2%, we're going to make up for that. We're going to catch up to where we would have been. But if, as we've seen over the last year, inflation is over 2%, we're just going to return to 2%. So that says to me that that Fed officials are much more concerned with potentially sparking a recession than they are with high inflation.
Yeah, and I wonder, as an economist, should we be paying attention to the real rate? because even with the interest rates where they are right now, we're still deeply into negative rates if you compare it with a 6%, let's pick 6% inflation rate.
Yeah. You know, it's always a challenge to consider monetary policy and the stance of monetary policy by looking at interest rates. We have this real rate, nominal rate difference. We also have, you know, those rates being affected by not merely monetary policy or the supply of credit, but also the demand for that credit. So we need to take a step back and look at some longer term measures, things like nominal spending in the economy and real GDP relative to some reasonable estimate of potential real GDP. And those estimates make it very clear that we're overproducing right now, and we need to scale back a bit in order to bring this inflation down.
We've been talking about the Fed. Is there anything substantive that the administration can do? I would say with Congress, I'm not sure you can get Congress to go along right now, given the politics of it, but is there anything administration could do that's meaningful to try to help get inflation down?
Well, I think the president's rhetoric, at least in saying that it's the Fed's job to handle inflation, and that being followed up with Chair Powell's continued reiteration that the Fed is focused on price stability because that price stability promotes well-functioning labor markets. I think that's very important. The problem is that at the same time, we have folks in Congress who are thinking about expanding the Fed's mandate to consider other issues that might be very important, but should not be in the domain of the Fed, especially right now. You know, right now we have this inflation problem. The Fed is really the only entity that can deal with that. And we want the Fed to be narrowly focused on that task. So the more the administration can do to reaffirm that commitment that the Fed is narrowly focused on providing price stability, I think the better off we'll be.
Okay, well, really appreciate you joining us today. It was very helpful. It's Will Luther. He's director of the Sound Money Project at the American Institute for Economic Research.